Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. Responses to the claim that peptide bonds can be established in the laboratory. Darwinists have been going through troubled times in the face of the fact that protein cannot form spontaneously. They claim that one peptide bond, one of the hundreds of essential preconditions for protein, can be formed in the laboratory. The fact is, however, that even if such research has been carried out, the existence of one chemical bond produced in a conscious and controlled environment in existing living systems obviously comes nowhere near accounting for the existence of protein. Darwinists still have no explanation for how a completely functional protein could have emerged by chance and fully formed in the manner they claim. The fact that a single peptide bond has been established after decades of research under specific conditions in the laboratory and under the supervision of conscious scientists indicates that this mechanism cannot form by chance. This fact shows the enormous complexity in even one single detail regarding protein. In any case, the establishment of a single peptide bond does not produce even one of the hundreds of preconditions necessary for protein to come into being. By itself, it is completely meaningless. The whole of the amino acid chain, in specific numbers, sequences, and shapes that will make protein functional, has to be bound with peptide bonds. For that reason, that bond has to form individually hundreds or even thousands of times in amino acids for a single protein. Darwinists who speculate over a single peptide bond have to account for the same complex process for each and every bond. Darwinists have to be able to account for the formation of a single protein. Chemical reactions are not life. Even if there are hundreds of amino acids all bound by peptide bonds, they will never combine together to make protein. A great many conditions, all of which are individually impossible, would have to be met for protein to form. But the really critical thing is that proteins have to be present in order for protein to form.
www.harunyahya.com